and thank you for tuning into the Stuff I Heard podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Peak, and this is going to be an interesting episode because I want to talk about some stuff I heard, okay? And this is, I know last weekend I had said that I was going to go visit my brother, and I was looking forward to seeing him and what a great job he's doing coaching up in the upstate of South Carolina at Blue Ridge High School. I'm super proud of you, Alex. You're doing great. Also, happy birthday, by the way. But I had a problem. On my way up to visit him, I started having some problems with my vehicle. Now, for those of you listening, and you don't know, or you haven't followed the channel, I purchased a 2013 Dodge Ram back in 2013. It was brand new to me. It was probably the third brand new vehicle I've ever bought. By far, it is my favorite vehicle that I've ever owned. I've loved this truck. It is a great truck. It is a 1500 5.7 liter V8 with the crew cab, and it's got the Laramie package. So it's got the leather seats and all the doodads that do all of the things. And I've been super, super happy with it. But I've had something since the beginning that I knew that was going to be an issue, and I just didn't know when it was going to cause me problems. I had posted a lot of stuff on YouTube about my truck and about how much I like the way it rides and the way it drives and the comfort and everything. But I kept getting people writing me saying, oh, you're going to regret that air ride suspension one day. Oh, you're going to, that suspension's going to fail you. Oh, it's going to be terrible. You're going to hate it. You're going to be so angry whenever it goes bad. And I kept thinking, yeah. But it's like, don't poo-poo my yay. I'm still enjoying this. Like, if it ever causes me a problem, I'll figure it out. I mean, that's kind of what we're supposed to do, right? Life always throws you curveballs, and yet sometimes you have to figure out how to hit it. So, unbeknownst to me, the someday or the eventually finally caught up with me, and it happened on my way to visit my brother. I got about an hour away from here, and I was still close to 2 hours away from him when the whole suspension seemed to just give out. For those of you who are trying to picture what I'm saying, it is basically like I was driving and every bump I hit would cause me to jump into the air and immediately slam back down onto the bump stops without any ability to stop it from going bump, 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 bump. And I mean, it was just beating me to death. Now, I've had something like this happen before a couple of years ago. I don't even remember how many years ago, 5, 6 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. Anyway, I drove from the south towards Maine to visit my dad. And I was going through Roanoke, Virginia, when a rock came off of a mountain and spun in just the right way. And it hit up underneath the truck and it broke a control arm on the back suspension. There's a little sensor back there with the arm. It's about this big, no bigger than the size of my hand. And it broke off. And because of that, I had no air ride suspension. And I didn't know that was a problem then. Like, I was just on the beginning of learning about these suspensions and how they work and how fickle they can be sometimes because of small things like a rock. So, thank God I ended up in Frenchtown, New Jersey with one lonely farmer. You guys can look him up on YouTube. He's an awesome guy. Saved my dad's life. Yeah, not a big deal. Shout out Wesley. Love you. I got to Wesley's and he was like, hey, let's take a look underneath it. I bet we can figure it out. And sure enough, within a short period of time, his oldest boy was like, hey, here's a problem. The little arm had come off and he zip tied it up and it was fine. But from Roanoke, Virginia to New Jersey, I was driving like that with it going ba-bang, 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 ba-bang. And it was awful. It was awful. It was hitting my back so hard. I was out of breath. It was hurting my kidneys. It was hurting my lungs. It was making me have a migraine. I was gritting my teeth so I didn't bite my tongue. It was really, really bad. So whenever he zip tied it up and I was able to figure out, oh, this is what I need, I just ordered the part and got it and put it back on, and it was great. Everything was great. So I hadn't had a problem since. Here in the last few months, though, cranking up the truck, getting ready to go to work, come out of my driveway and hit the bottom of the driveway, and it's like, bang. It's like, well, why did it do the bang? What's up with the bang? What's going on? So I thought, okay, maybe there's a leak in one of the airbags, and it's because it's sitting all night, maybe all the air is out of it. Because once I started driving, it seemed to be fine. And I was like, okay, well, maybe there's a slow leak somewhere. I got to look at that. And I kept telling myself, I got to look at that. I'm going to look at it. I swear I'm going to look at it. And I just never looked at it. So apparently the entire thing went bad. My brother's wife, Michelle, reached out to me on the way there. And she says, hey, by the way, I just found out that I'm very sick and I'm at the doctor right now. You may not want to come. I might be contagious. And I was like, well, I hate that. But also, I kind of feel like I need to go back to Florence because I'm having this problem with my truck. And I was explaining it to her and she was like, that sounds terrible. So I made it back to Florence. I had called the local Dodge dealership here in Florence, South Carolina, a place called Legacy. They used to be known as Eford, but they've changed names, changed ownership. And right now, mysteriously, they have commercials on TV talking about stop by for our great customer service. Well, that's a lie. Okay. I'm just going to say it right now. That's a lie. I talked to a guy on the phone on the way there. He says, well, we close at this time. And I was like, hey, I'll make it there in plenty of time. I mean, I'm going to be there by like 3:30. And he was like, okay, well, yeah, come on in and we'll take a look at it. I said, okay. He said, you do realize if we take a look at it, there's a fee for, doing a diagnostic. And I said, I understand that. And so I said, I know what the problem is. And I said, I'm sure that you've dealt with this before because it is a common problem. I've looked on the internet enough to know that. And he was like, oh yeah. Just go and bring it in. I said, okay. So I got there, walked in and said, hello. There was three guys behind the counter. All three of them seemed very upset that I was there. I don't know why. It was 3:30. Now granted it was on a Friday, but they were super upset that I was there and kept saying, do you have an appointment? You can't be here if you don't have an appointment. I don't understand why what's your name again? Oh, I don't see it in the computer. You don't have an appointment. You can't come today. You got to set up an appointment. You can't. And I was just like, hey, Lee, take a breath here. I talked to somebody on the phone. Well, you didn't talk to me. No kidding. Obviously, if I talked to you, you would be like, sure, Mr. Peak, we got you right here. Finally, some guy comes around after these guys argue with me for like 15 minutes. Some guy comes around the corner and he goes, you the guy with the suspension? I said, yes, sir. He said, oh, great. Yeah, I got you. And he goes, well, what do you mean you got him? He's not in the thing. And he goes, yeah, I know. I got it. So listen, Gary, he tried. Gary tried. Gary's like, listen, I got it. Okay. I said, okay, cool. That's fine. Thankfully, my stepfather is retired and Dan was able to come pick me up and also let me borrow a truck. So listen, I can't even begin to thank you enough for being available and also having a vehicle for me to drive while this was being figured out. I don't know what I would have done otherwise. It is weird how my mom and stepdad have always had a third vehicle and all three of the boys have needed to borrow it at some point. I wonder if they sit around and go, yeah, we got to have a third vehicle because these dumb kids of ours are always needing to borrow one because they can't figure out they need a third one. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. It is not lost on me how thankful I need to be for that. So thank you. So anyway, I leave it with them. And I say, just figure out what's wrong. Also, I know I need brakes and rotors. If you could take a look at that, I kind of want to know what needs to be done. I said, but don't do any work until you talk to me. So the next day we call and I have on speakerphone and I said, he's like, hey, Mr. Peak, I got your estimates. You and I aren't going to be friends after this. And I was like, okay. I'd already Googled it online. It says that the parts I could get was like $1,500 to replace almost everything on the system. I have some friends that are Jeep buddies. You guys have heard me talk about my Jeep friends. We've done lift kits on Jeeps. It's not that hard. The air suspension really isn't that hard. There's some components that you got to swap out, but I felt like I could do the repairs myself if I just bought the stuff. So I Googled it and it said, typically this costs between $1,500 and $2,000 depending upon labor. And I was like, okay. So I was expecting him to come at me with shit sticker shock, like, it's going to be $2,000. And I'm like, Anyway, he comes back and he says, $6,800 for the air suspension. Now, immediately I was like, are you kidding me? And my wife said some other words that we're not going to repeat on here. I told him, don't do anything. Don't do anything. I'm coming to pick it up. So right away, my brain's going, that's full of malarkey. That is not $6,800. You just don't want to do the work. You could just say, Mr. Peak, we just don't work on this. It's too old. We don't do it. Go to somebody else. I recommend so-and-so. You could have been honest with me and been like, you know, these are known for going bad, and we could replace this part and that part, and it'll still have a problem potentially, but we could replace the entire system, and it's going to cost this much. You didn't do any of that, okay? And even with that, $6,800 is stupid considering the fact that I could have bought the same parts for $1,500. So, yeah, legacy, sorry, but you guys are liars, and you're trying to rip people off. And I will talk about you and I will make you famous, because that's not the way you treat people. That is not customer service. Okay. When I go up there and you tell me, oh, I looked online, you wouldn't believe it, that compressor is $4,000. Guess what? I also have online and I looked it up. That compressor is $299. It is not $4,000. You are lying to me directly. Why? What is the advantage? What could you possibly get out of like trying to lie to a customer that you want their business? You want their dollars. I mean, if you're in business to make money, wouldn't you try to come up with a solution rather than just turning them away by absorbing the cost of saying, oh, yeah, this is going to be $4,000 for this part that's only going to cost $299. No, forget that. I'm out. So I picked up my vehicle. I'd already been Googling online of what it would take to do a conversion over to a shock and strut system. And luckily, this is a common problem. Now, I had seen all these video posts of people commenting on my videos saying, oh, that air ride suspension is going to fail you. You're going to be so upset, blah, 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 blah. Yes, they were all right. But also, this was such a common problem that it's not just Dodge. It's Ford. It's Chevy. It's everybody who has an air ride suspension. Every vehicle that has an air ride suspension, eventually it fails. So a lot of people have opted out and said, hey, why don't I just put shocks and struts on it and I'll never have that problem again. It's as simple as taking off the old and putting on the new, removing a few fuses and moving on. So I watched the videos. Luckily, Monroe, in particular, Monroe Shocks and Struts, has a YouTube channel, and they specifically did the exact job I was looking for with the parts numbers, with all the details, pointing out, make sure you remove this bolt, put this here. Whenever you're getting ready to do this part, undo your battery, take these fuses out. I mean, step-by-step instructions. I could not ask for a better video. I could not make this good of a video. I'm impressed with their video quality. But you got to think, Monroe is in the business of selling shocks and struts, right? What made them think to go the extra step to show a video? That is genius. That is a genius idea. Whoever is in control of their marketing team and decided, you know what? Let's show them how we do it. That way we can sell these parts. Great. Whoever came up with the kit, great. You did a great job. Hats off to you. I got to tell you, it is impressive. I'll put the parts numbers. There's only three parts you got to buy. I'll put the parts numbers below, and you can find them online for whatever price that you need. You can also look on Monroe's YouTube page. I'm going to start following them because it's just my little way of paying them back for saying thank you. I'm also making this video to say thank you. Incredible video. Now, watching the video, my first thought was, hey, me and my friends can do this. This is really similar to what we do when we do Jeep stuff. I know that most of them have most of these tools. So, yeah, we could do this. Here's the problem, okay, with the here we can do this thing. Think about it. I could have saved from $6,800 and I could buy the parts, ended up finding the parts on rockauto.com for like $559.83. I'm actually reading that off from the thing. $559.83. So right away, you're saying, oh, I can save over $6,000. That's a no-brainer. We're doing that. The problem is time, okay? I'm working. My friends are working. We'll have to do it on the weekend if we're going to do it. And we're getting into that time of the year where it's the holidays. So we got Thanksgiving right around the corner. We got, you know, all sorts of, you know, football stuff going on and, you know, family constraints of, oh, we're supposed to go to these people's house this weekend and we got this Christmas party we're going to and we got this other thing we're going to and we got a work thing we're going to and, oh, and then we blink our eyes and then it's Christmas and then it's New Year's and then the next thing you know, I'm having to wait several months until it's January before I get to it. So I posted the video out to my friends and I said, is this something we could knock out? I'm just curious. I've helped you guys do these suspension systems. Is this something we could do? Right away, one of the guys just happens to work at a local tire shop called Black's Tire. And Bradley has been on the podcast before. I don't remember the podcast number right now. I'll have to find it. I'll tag it below. Bradley works at Black's Tire, and he was like, hey, I just showed that to my boss, and he says we can do that. I was like, really? He goes, yep. He said he looked it up, and it's going to be about a 6 to 7 hour job, and this is how much we cost, you know, to do it and per hour. And yeah, we could do that. Absolutely. And I was like, 6 to 7 hours. So like I could drop it off and a day later it's ready. He goes, yeah, pretty much. So that's exactly what I did. So thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Bradley at Black's Tire here in Florence, South Carolina, on South Irby. You guys are awesome. You saved me time. It did cost me a little bit of money, but listen, it was worth it to get it back and get it done. I appreciate the extra effort. I appreciate you guys thinking positively about this and kind of realizing the bigger picture of, you know, this isn't too dangerous. This isn't out of the realm of what we do normally, because it's not. It's just a suspension swap. All you're doing is unbolting some things and bolting in the new things. And it's pretty simple. There was one part of the video where you got to chisel out a weld and then tap a drill hole for a thing. But that was super simple. I mean, I could have done that too. But I was happy to have them do it. They own a shop. They know what they're doing. It's done right. I like it. I've already gotten the truck back. It rides great. Monroe made a good product. They put out a great video. Bradley and Daryl over at Black's Tire, you guys killed it. That's awesome. And the best part is I got to save a bunch of money. I got to convert this thing over. I'm never going to have a problem with the air ride suspension again because there is no air ride anymore. And now I've got a reliable truck that isn't going to give me any trouble with the suspension ever again. Now, let's do the second part of the story. The second part of the story here is brakes. I needed brakes and rotors. I've got about, let's just say it's less than 95,000 miles. It's like 94 something, something, something. So we'll just say ballpark 95,000 miles. I have the original brakes and rotors on this truck, and they've never given me an issue. But here lately, I've noticed a little bit of a shimmy when I go to slow down. And I thought, okay, I've kind of not even paid attention to this. I know I was getting some miles on it. But most of my miles are going back and forth to work or driving on the highway. So I was like, okay, let's look at brakes and rotors. And here's another point for Legacy. Legacy quoted me 370 per axle. That is actually not a bad quote. I've asked several people what they quote for axles, and they say it's usually about 370, 380 an axle, 365, somewhere in that range. So that's ballpark what it would cost to do brakes and rotors for this truck. Now, my buddy Danny is a bit of a handyman, wrench turner guy. He loves to turn wrenches. And I mentioned to him, I said, hey, I'm going to have Black's Tire do this suspension system. What do you think about me asking them to do the brakes too? And he was like, well, I mean, we can do it. It's super simple. And I was like, really? Now I've heard that a lot. As a guy, you know, you kind of want to see something before you do it. I've never seen anybody do a brake job on anything before. I mean, my dad sort of showed me how to do one with a spring on a Volkswagen thing once. And I don't really remember what we did. I just remember fighting with a spring to get it onto a thing. So I was like, I need to learn how to do this myself so that I can do this in the future if it needs to be done. Well, Danny was like, I tell you what. He said, go to wherever you go for auto parts. I don't care where you go. He said, just tell them you want mid-grade rotors and brakes. He said, if you get the high end, it's going to be expensive. Yes, it is a little bit better. But, I mean, for your money, for the amount of miles you're going to get, you'll get just fine out of a mid-grade. Don't get the cheapest because it's not going to last long. Get a mid-grade. I said, okay. He said, just tell them mid-grade Raider rotors and brakes. So here in Florence, I like O'Reilly Auto Parts. I've gone to different auto parts places in the past and I've not been super excited about their customer service. But over the past, I don't know, 10 or so years, 15, 20 years, ever since O'Reilly came to Florence, anything I've ever needed to be done and I've gone to them, they've gone out of their way to help me. They've also pointed out whenever I've been an idiot and haven't done something the correct way, they're like, you don't actually need this. This is what you need to do. So listen, shout out to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you so much. I have been up and down the East Coast. I've been all over. I've needed auto parts help from time to time, and O'Reilly has always come through for me. No matter where I go, their customer service is fantastic. So thank you, O'Reilly. I was able to go in there, get brakes and rotors for $404 and some change. I don't even remember the change, but it doesn't matter. Let's just say $404. Went over to Danny's on a Saturday. We knocked it out in a few hours. It was great. I made a video. I put it on YouTube. Good stuff, right? Kind of showing myself as a reminder so that if I ever go to do this again, I go, oh, yeah, we got to do that bolt. See, there's some weird science to me making these videos. It's not just to entertain or to try to make a buck. It's also my memory is going to go away someday. And hopefully some of these videos I can look back at and go, oh, that's right. We got that. We got to put a hanger there. And we got to, it helps if you clean that off. Yeah, good call. Good call. Hey, look at me, past me, helping future me. That's great. So there is a little method to the madness. It's not just with me willy-nilly, you know, let's stick a camera on it. So yeah, thank you, Danny. Your help is invaluable. Your friendship is invaluable. I'm so glad that my wife and your wife decided to work out with one another and put us on a play date. So it's been a bunch of years now, and I'm still having a blast every time I hang out with you. And I'm always impressed by what you know and what you can figure out. And you always help me learn how to do things and look at things a little bit differently. Good problem-solving brain. I like it. Plus, you're a lot of fun to hang out with. We had a good time hanging out. We had a good time doing the work. I just enjoyed hanging out with them more than anything. So we got the brakes done. Again, saved myself some money there. So here's the grand total, because I did the math, okay? For the $6,800 from Legacy quoting me on the suspension, plus the $740 for the brakes, I ended up, by purchasing this stuff and doing the work ourselves on the brakes and having Blacks do the work, I ended up saving $5,800. $5,802.22, actually, is the total. I saved a lot of money by doing this. Now, if at the beginning of this I said, oh, yeah, I got to do brakes and rotors, and it's going to cost me, $1,700, you'd be like, oh, my God, $1,700? That's a lot of money. Yeah. Yeah. You got to do maintenance once in a while. See, here's the fun part about stuff I heard. This is sort of my mantra of thinking. You have to do the maintenance because things are going to come up. There's always going to be things you have to do. You have to do repairs to your house. You have to do repairs to your lights, your sink. You got to change the batteries in the smoke detector once in a while. You got to also go to the dentist. You got to maintain. If you want your quality of life to be good, there's things you got to do. Okay. You can't just sit on the couch and make believe that life is going by and play the victim and being like, oh no, I got this to happen to me. I can't do anything. Figure it out. We have the internet. I don't think people fully understand the power of what we have available to our fingertips to be able to look up information, to share information. There's people out there like Monroe Shocks who thought outside the box and was like, you know what? We need to sell some of this stuff. I bet if we made a video showing step-by-step instructions, it would make people want to buy our product because they're going to have a problem with this in the future, right? Genius idea. Genius. To the people of Legacy, I am ashamed that you guys are here in Florence. I am ashamed by any dealership who wants to rip off their customer like that, because there are people out there that just would have went, okay, I guess I'll have to. Do you guys finance? I mean, $1,600 is a lot of money. That's stupid. That is ridiculous. That is an insult. I am insulted. Okay. Gary, nice guy and all, but Gary, you tried to rip me off. I don't like it. Sorry, buddy. You could have been honest. You could have been like, you know what? It's a bit pricey to go with us. We have to mark things up by a certain amount. I mean, just be honest. Come on. Yeah. So my takeaway from this is Rock Auto's customer service is awesome. Black's Tire here in Florence, they're awesome. Go see the guys on South Irby, Bradley, Daryl. You guys are awesome. Rock Auto had the best price for what I was looking for. I'll put the model, the parts numbers for this. It was only three parts. Monroe, you guys were the killer in this whole thing. You guys knocked it out of the park. You saved me a bunch of money. You saved me a bunch of time. You gave me options. And that's ultimately what I'm most thankful for. You gave me the option to go, you're right, there is a better way. You don't have to do this way. You can do this other thing. So I know it was self-serving in the fact that you're able to sell more stuff, but I hope that this video or this notion of me talking about this somehow brings you some more business to be able to show off what you do good. So thank you. Thank you. That's it. I just want to tell you that. So I know this is not a typical podcast where I talk about TV shows and that sort of thing, or movies or whatever. I honestly haven't seen much this week. I've been so wrapped up in trying to fix this stuff. And I've been watching Big Mouth, the most current season on Netflix. It's kind of cute. But yeah, so I know there's lots of things out there right now, and I'll get around to watching some of it and talking to you guys about it. But if you see anything that you want to talk about, or if you, I don't know Gary at Legacy here in Florence, South Carolina, and you want to be like, hey, man, why don't you just be honest with the guy? I mean, that'd be great. Or, hey, Gary, if you're watching this and you want to be on here and talk about why you decided to tell me it was $6,800 and that part that's only $299 was $4,000, hey, man, let's talk about it. That's fine. We can do that. But that being said, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you to everybody who helped me out this week. Every bit of this has been invaluable. Danny, I have new brakes and rotors. Thank you. You also taught me how to do it. Dan, thank you for coming to get me and also let me use your vehicle. And, I hope by helping you guys out once in a while that I somehow pay you back for all the help you've given me. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to wrap this up and begin my weekend. So hope you guys are having a good weekend, too. Thanks for listening. And as always, cue the cow.
Cue the cow. Moo, baby.